First up today, Graham has got all the travel news you can use.
Here's this week's Travel Writers Radio News, produced for us by none other than Veronica Matheson. Melbourne's Colonial Tramcar restaurant, a must-do experience for international and interstate tourists, has been suspended from operating through the city and inner suburbs. The suspension of the burgundy-coloured restaurant fleet comes after it failed safety tests because wooden structural elements of the vintage trams were badly weathered. The head of the tram restaurant company, Paul O'Brien, said Yarra Trams had given his company an impossible two-week deadline to fix the problem, as the Bendigo-based tram maintenance workshops were unable to fit the restaurant trams into their schedule until 2020. Mr. O'Brien said up until 2 weeks ago, Yarra Trams had given the vintage trams the all-clear to run. He wondered how the trams could go from safe 1 week to unsafe the next, and warned that the current ruling could see 60 employees forced out of work. He said that over 35 years and more than 3 million customers, the tram restaurants had not had any events that resulted in a serious injury to an employee or customer. The three tram car restaurants are known for their breakfast, high tea and dinner tours through the city and surrounding suburbs such as Albert Park, St Kilda and South Melbourne. Tourism Australia has launched the next phase of its Dundee campaign with a series of videos inviting Americans to book a trip down under and visit the set of that iconic movie. Starring Aussie actor Luke Hemsworth, the videos will take US travellers on a behind-the-scenes tour of the Dundee movie Backlot, showcasing the unique experiences on offer across Australia. The first phase of the campaign was rolled out at the Super Bowl in February to over 100 million American TV viewers. Australia's Minister for Trade, Tourism and Investment, Simon Birmingham, said that the latest campaign would ensure that Australia remains front of mind for US travellers. He added that the US was one of Australia's largest and most valuable tourism markets, with over 780,000 American visitors spending $3.8 billion per year in Australia. Qantas has released premium economy seats for sale to domestic travellers aboard its Boeing 787 Dreamliner service between Melbourne and Perth. However, domestic travellers will need to access the flight from the international terminals in the two cities and carry a passport or photo ID. Until now, premium economy was only being available to the airline's international travellers as part of the Onward London Heathrow service. Premium economy fares on the QF9/10 flight between Melbourne and Perth will be available from $1,249 one way and are the only premium economy seats available domestically. Singapore's Fullerton Hotels and Resorts has embarked on its first international expansion by taking over management of the Western Sydney in the historic GPO building in Martin Place. The five-star Fullerton Hotel Sydney will open in October next year following renovations. It will be Fullerton's third property following the Fullerton Hotel Singapore, which opened in 2001, and the Fullerton Bay Hotel Singapore, which opened in 2010. The Fullerton Hotel Sydney and the Fullerton Hotel Singapore share a similar rich history as former general post offices and showcase the beauty and heritage of their original buildings. Western Sydney will be managed by Marriott International for more than 20 years. Tourism Western Australia has unveiled its new tourism slogan, which tells the world that West Australia is the road trip state. Self-driving holiday routes will be the focus of the $2.2 million campaign, using the size of WA and its wide range of experiences as a selling point. It will target international markets in Singapore, Malaysia, China, Hong Kong, Japan and Indonesia, as well as Germany, the UK and New Zealand. It will also be released domestically to encourage West Australians to holiday within the state. Virgin Australia is introducing new carrier charges in connection with tickets booked using Velocity Frequent Flyer points, with a move effective for bookings from the start of the new year. The change mirrors long-standing practice by Qantas, which already imposes additional fees on redemption bookings. Virgin said the changes are in line with local industry practice, with Velocity still remaining, they said, very competitive and well below the price charged by competitors. The fees vary depending on route, with the biggest impost being a $230 one-way charge for business class reward flights between Australia and Los Angeles, while premium economy will cost $145 and economy $60. Domestically, the courier will charge $5.50 in business class and $3.50 in economy. Qantas domestic charges are currently $14. Business class to between Australia and the US costs $335 in carrier charges for that one way. Finally, Contiki, a travel company specialising in trips for people aged 18 through 35, an age group collectively known as the millennials, has tried to nail down just how important travel is to them. It turns out to be much higher on the list of millennial priorities than many stereotypical generational desires, such as Netflix, alcohol, and even sex. The travel provider asked the survey of millennials what they would be willing to give up for around 6 months if that meant you could travel the world for free. About 80% of respondents would go away with their Netflix passwords for a few months to go around the globe, while 77% would give up their coffee, 73% would go without alcohol, and 60% would cut carbs. More than half of millennial respondents, 57% to be exact, would go without sex to travel the world for free. The number dropped to 41% when asked if they would give up their cell phone to see the globe. Only 1% of respondents were unwilling to give up any of those things to go on their dream vacation for free. And that is Travel Writers Radio News.